And once you get the hang of this, you can actually move pretty quickly, as long as you're gentle with your brushes. And you want to keep doing this until the entire tray is just saturated in colors and concentric rings. So I'm just going to keep going. This is something you don't want to rush with it. Take your time. You know, you're not racing against the clock. That's another way in how this is different from Turkish marbling or even doing your nails. You don't have to worry about the ink drying. It's sitting on top of water. It's not going to dry out. You could let this sit for 20 minutes, come back, and pull your print, and it'll be fine. This is definitely an activity, too, where the more time you spend on this, the better it's going to look. The more concentrated your color will be on your paper when you pull it. And also, it looks great. I mean, it already looks kind of like wood grain. I finally went through here a few times and then pulled my sheet of paper. The color would be pretty muted, and the design wouldn't be very interesting either. This is a very relaxing activity. It's something you can do anytime, and you can work with kids or adults. I've taught children as young as 4 how to do this. With children, I like to use pieces of yarn instead of paintbrushes, because little kids have trouble, you know, their motor skills aren't quite there yet. And when you use pieces of yarn, it soaks up the color, and then when they touch the surface of the water with it, it just kind of bends. The actual piece of yarn bends before it could ever go below the surface of the water. And that's good, because then the ink is being dropped onto the water and not under it instead. So the kids are happy, you're happy. So you see, like, I haven't done anything, but there's like all this zigzag pattern at the outer edges. And that's just partly the action of me putting ink on the surface of the water, and also partly me talking, and my breath touching the surface of the water is causing slight waves in it. This is an activity that you don't have a lot of control over. You can kind of predict what you're doing, but don't go into it expecting anything. It's just going to kind of do what it wants to do. So if you're a perfectionist, you might have to get over yourself for a moment. I know what that's like. So I think I'm going to drop down a little bit more, and then I'm going to be ready to pull my print. I'm working with this darker color too, so you can get a better idea of what's going on. And you see, the longer I hold my brush in there, the wider the circle becomes. First, if you just drop it for a second, you get a little circle. All right. This looks good. I'm not going to comb through it or anything. I'm just going to pull my print like this. Paper's a little floppy when I pick it up out of the water. So if you're not able to get a good look at it, I'll take a photo of it and show it at the end of the video. So I'm just going to quickly lay this on top. I don't want to get any bubbles underneath the paper. If you get bubbles under here, you're going to end up with a clear spot on your paper. let it sit for a few seconds. I'm just gonna peel it back.